This is a wonderful, wonderful story that I call She Started With Safe. When her husband, Clint, died recently, Liz was faced with some rough decisions. She hadn't worked for 3 decades, but getting some money coming in was mandatory. The family had moved into a large new home only 3 years before Clint's death, a home that came with some pretty hefty payments, but very little equity, so that selling the place to purchase a smaller one with smaller payments was just not an option. The worst part was Clint had left very little life insurance. But Liz's one talent was her artwork. She was an accomplished watercolor artist, and her paintings of the Arizona desert were just a delight to behold. So being a gutsy gal, she decided to go for it, amidst protests from her offspring that she should find something more traditional, like a sales job with a local department store, you know. Well, between what Clint had left her, their small savings, and what she borrowed from the kids, Liz had enough to keep her going for about a year. Now, she was not a student of flowing energy, nor did she care to be. She listened politely to my sometimes not-so-gentle suggestions that she stop focusing on her current negative conditions, which was lack of sales of her artwork, and start focusing seriously on what she wanted and how great that felt to her. Well, one day I just couldn't hold back any longer. So acting out of good old tough love for a dear, dear friend, I started talking low and slow and very, very firmly. All right, my friend, if you want to sink your own ship, be my guest. I wash my hands. Enjoy your misery, and please don't call again with your problems. I felt like a heel, but I wasn't going to become another link in her chain of pain. Well, I tell you, when the call came, I could have cried. You win. I give up. What do I do? She meant it. Okay, Liz, the first thing we're going to do is get you feeling good and vibrating differently. Feeling good? You twit. How on earth do you expect me to feel good when I'm about to lose everything Clint and I ever had? Well, that was precisely the problem. All Liz could see in front of her was the lack of what she wanted. Her attempt at supporting herself through her artwork just wasn't working. I've got to face reality, she'd sigh with resignation. But I kept at it and finally got her turned around to talking about why she really wanted to keep the house, which at the time she felt was a preposterously stupid thing to be talking about. All right, I want to keep the house so I won't have to move. Well, that was a don't want, but I wasn't about to confuse her with details. And why don't you want to move? Well, suddenly there was a softening as she said, well, because Clint and I love this place so, and it still feels like our place, like Clint is still here with me. Ah, bit by bit, we worked more into her love of their home until I heard such a sweet joy coming through. She was feeling good, and then some. Her valve was wide open. Liz, stop! How does what you're saying right now make you feel? Well, wonderful, of course. Nurtured, taken care of, and oh my God, safe, Lynn. Yes, safe. It feels so warm and safe. All right. Now, hon, from that place of safety, from that place of feeling so good, think about how you're going to feel when you're easily making the payments on the house. Never mind how you're going to do it. Once and for all, take your focus off of it or you'll never get where you want to be. Got it? Well, I think so, but how? Never mind how. Your only job now is to find ways to feel good. That's your only job. Find ways to feel good and to forget about what's staring you in the face. Oh, I don't know. All right. How does being able to make those payments make you feel? Well, terrific. Right. That's the feeling. That's what I want you to go to. That feeling all the time, Liz. Take your focus off of your current negative conditions and stop looking at them. Stop thinking about them. That only makes you feel worse. You got to remember that your only job is to feel good, period. Then let the universe take care of the rest. It took 3 months and a phone bill that would kill a cow, but at the end of that third month, not only had Liz sold enough paintings to cushion herself for a while, but she had acquired an enthusiastic agent, or whatever you call them in the art world. She was scheduled for her first local showing, and she had been commissioned with a fair amount of dollars up front to do a small mural and a private office building. Wow. Liz was just doing what we all do, you know, running around like a chicken with its head cut off as she tried to fix all the circumstances of the moment that scared her. Try to fix it, fix it, fix it. She was looking at the mess she was in, her disastrous conditions, finding them not to her liking, and frantically wondering how to change them through normal, quote-unquote, physical means. And the more she tried to fix, 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 the more negative energy she flowed and the worse things got. We are fix-it mongers, dutifully trained to respond to whatever conditions are in our face. But fixing is resisting our natural energy. Fixing is a closed valve. Fixing is whopping negative energy. The challenge is to take our focus off the object of our anxieties or irritations and find the happier feeling of what we want in its place. In other words, we need to stop fixing and start feeling good. Now, some negative conditions are serious problems. Others simply minor annoyances. Yet whatever they may be, they are so prevalent, so all-pervasive, that we've made them a way of life. We have made negative conditions a way of life. However, negative conditions are nothing more than result of our own past focus and feelings and energy flow. That's all they are. Our negative energy flow was the cause, and the unpleasant conditions are the effect. Now, there's only one way to stop the messes in our lives from getting worse. Stop focusing on them. If we can accept from the depths of our being that our problems are not caused by our boss, our mate, our raucous kids, the IRS, or the drunk on the freeway, then we have a chance to wipe those problems away in the same way we attracted them, by energy flow, only this time through a significantly different vibration. I'm not going to pull any punches. This is tricky. Staring at and responding to what's in our face is rather what we do. To change that means we'd have to give up our cherished right to have and agonize over our precious problems. Well, fear not. As long as we're physical, we will always be faced with conditions we neither like or want. Otherwise, we'd be living in Sameville. So there's always going to be plenty of problems around for you to focus on if you should want to cut loose on occasion and flood yourself with negative energy, as I frankly enjoy doing from time to time. But our goal now is to change the way we react to our unwanted conditions, so they stop being the focal point of our lives.